And it's been a terrible day for the Greek stock market. The main Athens exchange dropped nearly 23% when it opened and ended the session down 16%. This was the first day the Greek exchange had been opened in 5 weeks as the country tried to work out another bailout deal with its creditors. Jill Schlesinger of CBS News joins us now from New York. And Jill, the exchange closed back in late June. The idea was to prevent money from flowing out. And yet that seemed to be exactly what we saw today. What happened?
Yeah, I think this was mostly expected. I'm not sure everyone thought they'd wake up and see 22%, 23% down. But, you know, all the turmoil since the market was last opened has really seeped through. I know this is very painful for Greeks and for Greek businesses. I would say that this doesn't have a major consequence for the developed stock markets around the world. In fact, a lot of the European markets were up today. Some of the emerging market stocks might get dragged down with it. Looks like Greece's fall may have shaved some off the MSCI Emerging Market Index. But overall, contained, not surprising, but awfully painful.
And what about these bank stocks? They were hit very hard. They ended down 30%. That's the maximum that's allowed on the exchange on a day. And I mean, what does that mean for Greeks, for instance, who have money in these banks? I mean, the prospects just don't seem very good for them.
Yeah, if you remember, the capital controls were imposed same time when the stock market was closed. And of course, in the run-up to all of this, there were billions of dollars flowing, or billions of euros rather, flowing out of these banks almost on a day-to-day basis. And some think there were maybe 50 billion at the end of the day. We'll see. The thing is that we don't know, and probably why the banks are being hit so hard in the first, you know, hours of after the opening, is we really don't know the impact on the banks' balance sheets. They said all of the big four banks in Greece said it's just too early to gauge the impact of capital controls on their balance sheets. So if you don't know what's going to happen and you're an investor, your path of least resistance is to sell.
As I said, the banks had been closed for 5 weeks, which seems like a really long time for a stock market to be shut down. What does that mean for the businesses who conceivably needed to raise money during that time?
Well, I mean, for the businesses, it's pretty awful. But let's take a bigger step back beyond the stock market. Let's talk about Greece's economy, which had already gone into a recession in the first quarter of this year. We had a 0.2% contraction in the first quarter. Now, current data is suggesting that we had a very sharp drop, maybe as much as 4% in the second quarter. And the upshot is that the scale of the damage to the Greek economy from this crisis and the imposition of those capital controls looks like it's going to be a terrible thing for the Greek economy. I spoke to a couple of economists this morning. They think for the entire year, we're going to see Greece's economy shrink by 4%.
Wow.
That is far more damaging than any stock market sell-off.
Well, they say buy low, Jill, but it seems like maybe it's still got further down to go.
Yeah, I mean, look, you are really rolling the dice if you want to do this. And you know, not unlike other markets that have been in distress, I'm sure there's money to be made. I just think that this seems to me like it's hard to make a case for any big rebound in the months ahead. You know, we know that there's this bailout. What we don't know is by how much the Greek economy is going to be shrinking.
Yep.
It's got to be something that you really feel like, okay, it's number eight or it's the Greek stock market.
Jill Schlesinger, CBS News. Thanks very much.
Great to be with you.